Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Wise Men Say podcast. Sunderland have won again. It's becoming such a regular thing now. We just don't know what to do with ourselves. I'm Rory Fallow, joined as always by Matthew Keelan.
Good evening. How are we all?
I mean, because you went in the bath, Matthew, early on in the game, we're doing brilliantly because that set Sunderland on their way to getting a big 3 points today against Rochdale, didn't it?
Yeah, so I am genuinely doing this, by the way. I am genuinely in the bath. Not now.
No, you're not broadcasting from the bath.
Specifically the living room now. I am going in the bath before, like, people think this is a joke. I am having baths and deliberately missing the first goal of the game. So for the greater good of everyone else, you all owe me a pint when stuff opens. Everyone owes me a beer.
Just generally, I think, to be honest, not just because of this.
Well, I mean, you know, you would really provide a year's worth of entertainment.
Well, there we go, exactly.
But it's like, obviously checking the result on my phone, I just, like, I can vaguely hear my laptop playing to itself right in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, great, I can get out now.
That's what I was going to ask. Do you have a set amount of time that you're staying in the bath? Or is it just until, is it sort of 10 minutes or first goal, whichever comes first?
Yeah, so like I'd stay in for the first 15 minutes because, you know, I'm not staying in like because I'm paying a tenner for this.
Yeah,
I'm not like I'm not staying in until the 70th minute.
No. That's just not practical either.
Well, it's
sustainable.
I'm thinking of my own health.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
But I'm giving it 15 or first goal.
So okay, 15.
Because I would get out after 6 minutes.
I know. It was maybe half.
I need to stay in a bit longer because I wasn't finished.
Oh, you're too busy like focusing. Well, and what a nice goal it was as well, Deion Sanderson on the score sheet, as I predicted on the preview pod. I would just like to say that he was going to get a goal. And I think Danny Conn said this on the commentary, but it's worth echoing. Nice for him. I know he's a centre-half and doing the defensive stuff is the bread and butter for him. And he's been quite rightly getting the plaudits. He's been man of the match for, the last three games or so. But to see him get a goal was really nice. I think he deserves that. Like, he deserves like a big moment like that because he's been so good recently. He is a level above, if not, I don't know, maybe potentially in future, a bit higher.
Yeah, he's going to be a fantastic player. Well, he already is an accomplished player. lovely header, great marking. Like,
yeah, like that. We do have to say, like, I was even looking at that being like, usually when someone gets a free header, you can sometimes see the opposition player who was supposed to be marking them. And I couldn't even see. I was like, I have no idea what's going on here.
It's quite funny. When you watched it back from the other angle, it was one of their defenders is just like went, well, who was marking him?
Right, well, like wait.
Oh, wait. It's like they're all just looking around at each other, wait, it's not me. Like the bloke who it was, like just hiding over the other side of the pitch. It was a lovely header though.
Like, doing that. Oh yeah, absolutely. But doing that proper Simpsons thing, you know, where they pull the collar, like, ooh, like that.
Yeah,
cartoon, like. Yeah. It was a great header though, you're right. No saving.
You're not
that.
Saving it, are you?
Absolutely not. And it is all round display as well. There was one in the second half that went down our right hand side. He was kind of up against the strike. And it happened a couple of times where they tried to play the ball in the channels actually. And he just easily got the ball like away from her, from their attacker, and just made it look so easy. And it does make you think, why is he not being playing more this season under both managers? And obviously, he there was like Parkinson wasn't playing him for quite a while, and he's came in more gradually under Johnson. But I think if he'd played more across the season, you'd probably look at him and think, arguably, in terms of quality, even though it's one season, I'm going to make this shout, he's got a claim for the best player we've had in this stint in League One. If he'd played more and like had continued that form, if that makes sense, because he looks that good.
Yeah, he's I wouldn't, to be honest, I wouldn't disagree really. We've had some good players, and we've had some players that have turned out to be surprises, I think, in terms of, mm-hmm. Oh, he was actually good.
Yeah.
And we've had like long serving players who've been like Power, Maguire have been effective and stuff, but he's played well in sort of like every game.
Yeah. Like you can't really think of many times he's done, and maybe someone will correct us, but I can't really think of any times he's like done anything particularly bad, to be honest.
He just looks like it's just too easy for him, like defending it. Like he's at the point now where he can sort of tackle with the outside of his foot. You know, like what they do, like defenders will do, like Johnny Evans does it.
Yes.
And he'll just like win it, but he'll just not even break stride. He'll just be the outside of his boot.
Yeah.
To just take it away. He's just walking through games. He's great. And if we can, you know, I don't know how we can, I don't know how much money Wolves want for him. I don't know. If we can get him back, regardless of what division we're in, on loan again, maybe.
Yeah.
Then we should be looking to do that now. But really, we should be looking to speak. I don't think they're going to want to sell him, because he'll play for them. But if we can look to get something in place to extend the loan for next season, then we should be looking to do it now, because there was teams wanting him in the championship in January. So he's going to have all sorts of suitors. There could even be a Premier League team that gets promoted looking at
yeah, him. I think that, yeah.
So you want to try and, if it's at all possible, to get something in place before the end of the season to kind of take it over. We ain't, people are saying we're looking to sign him. We're never going to sign him, because why would they sell him?
Yeah, it would be like quite a surprise if Wolves did let him go. Like even though we've got like probably a bit more money to play with in the coming summer transfer window.
That probably sounds daft because he's just playing in League One, but it's clear that he's better than this.
Yeah.
Like he could be playing now for like Middlesbrough.
Well, you mentioned Johnny Evans, didn't you? And he's like kind of, if Johnny Evans is MySpace, then Deion Sanderson's Snapchat, like for the different generation, isn't he?
Yeah,
like comparing when the players. But
and we managed to get him back, of course, didn't we?
Exactly. Yeah. So let's hope it can repeat. Even if I'd snap your hand off now, just have him on loan again. He looks that good. Shame he won't get to play for us at Wembley next week. But hopefully we'll have some.
I know, that's annoying, isn't it? We played for their under-23s, didn't he?
Yeah, well, it's the same for Winchester as well.
Of course, he got even.
Yeah, and even Vulcans as well can't even play. Which is not one you're that worried about. But in terms of squad depth,
what are we going to do now?
That's going to be a great chance for a lot of the under 23 lads to get in the squad. And one of them got a start today in Ollie Younger as well, and slightly out of position at right back, as he is more of a centre half. But a couple of good things. He had that header that he cleared in the first half towards the end, which was quite nice. And he didn't look massively out of place, did he? Not a bad debut for a young kid in a, you know, against a bunch of bruisers like Rochdale as well. It's never going to be an easy afternoon. And, you know, if you didn't know in advance, oh, that's a kid making his debut, I don't think you necessarily would have known, would you?
If you look at him and his performance there, compared to Vulcans, who's came from a Premier League, who also hasn't made senior appearances,
mm-hmm.
who's came from a Premier League club, and he looked better than him.
Yeah.
And this is his first competitive game. He'll have played, I presume, in the Checker Trade.
I think he might have played in the Fleetwood game, perhaps. I don't quote us on that, but I think he might have played
in that Morecambe game in the first season. He might have been in and around
possibly,
the squad for that.
Possibly, yeah.
Because he is 21, so he But I thought it was fine. I wonder, is he injured? Because it was weird to take
it was. It was a strange time, wasn't it, for him to go off? Unless that was always...
Because I put like 55 minutes.
That's what I mean.
Well, you'd give him an hour, or you'd give him 75, or because he looked fine. And we're under like they dealt with them pretty well. Like they weren't great, but still, but you know.
They weren't. They did have some. Before we get an hour attack and play, they did have some a few chances. One just before we got the second goal, which was a massive sitter. But I think that I said this in the group chat, like. It's your typical relegation side stuff. You might get a couple of chances, but the side that we are challenging for promotion, they'll punish you for that, won't they? Like, and we did. And, you know, Burge, when called upon, he made a really good save in the second half.
Yeah, he did, actually. Yeah.
It'll do his confidence the world a good, won't it? Like, considering he's on a good run of form, a lot of clean sheets lately, and we praised him on Thursday as well. Like, he looks very dependable now, Lee Burge.
That was a great save, that, when he the one-on-one pushed sort of around the post.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of one-on-one, like to the side.
Yeah, yeah. But it was a chance, wasn't it?
It was a really good save. Like, to get it, because he's quite far from goal and quite over to that side, to get it round the post as well, like, because you often see them tipped in.
Totally.
It was good. He just looks more confident as well. There was a moment before, time was hilarious, the panic on him when that corner was in the box and it was kicking about and he was like, oh.
But that's like League One, isn't it? Like, you're going to have your scrambles like that.
It was like a bomb in the box and he was like, oh, fucking how defensive you are.
Yeah, that was very, very enjoyable. Another goal for Charlie Wyke today takes him to 20 league goals for the season.
When he seemed to be injured.
Oh, yeah. Everyone did the intake of breath when he got that clatter. But he was, it was just one of them coming together, wasn't it? Nothing to worry about on that one. But it's
nice,
a really nice goal. Brilliant ball in from John Jones, who did well today as well and made some really good runs. But I think there's a stick on Wyke. It's a landmark goal, getting that 20th one in the league. And you just expect it now, don't you? Like, that ball, as soon as that ball went in, like, I was thinking, right, goal. Like, and a year ago, I know you had that bit of run of form last season, but you wouldn't have thought that to the extent we do now. And it's just... It speaks everything about the team, I think, that how dependable we look at the moment and how functional we are. That's what, in the last six games, we've won five and drawn one. That run of form, we've not really done since we came down to League One. And sometimes, yes, we are grinding out the results, but we're doing it so professionally, almost. And I think Wyke is sort of pivotal, that not just because of his goals, but how dependable he is as well. The side is just really functional at the moment now, isn't it? We might have to grind them out. We might like play at a canter sometimes, but by the end, it was just comfortable a day, wasn't it?
Well, you know, we had the three wins in a row. Like, didn't we?
We did.
We won three in a row.
And then
We drew, but then we've won two on the bounce after that.
Yeah.
And that's what we... In terms of what we haven't done, it's that bouncing back from a draw. Like, how many times have we drawn four in a row? We've done it this season.
Mm-hmm.
And it does, like, there is the momentum there, and grinding them out. And I did say a few weeks ago, I just wanted to win 2-0, and you know, really
we can't stop winning 2-0 now, can we?
Bored of this lot now.
But yeah, a bit of praise for John Jones. So that was a great assist for Charlie Wyke.
And... Yeah, my sister was on about this. Eve was on about Charlie Wyke, and she backs him to score first every week.
All right, okay.
But she's like fuming because she's like, well, there's no value in it now because he was like 9-5. She's like, I've been doing it for years.
She needs to like up the stake then, surely. Well, doesn't she? Like reinvest it. Yeah, yeah. Like, surely, like, how much does she put on? Do you know?
A couple of quid or something.
Like, so, like, if you put a fiver on 1 week, then that wins. Then you put your fiver back on, but add another fiver.
Add all of your winnings.
All of your winnings, eventually. Yeah. So, you know, start developing a problem gradually.
Yeah.
No, we're not saying that. In McGeady as well today, kind of breezed through the game at times, didn't he? But he did really well for the second goal. Just like got the ball was like sort of bouncing about, and he just like killed it dead. Found Jordan Jones, and just a The early on when he put that ball across and he actually got fouled, the referee brought it back for the free kick. You could tell he was sort of in that frame of mind where he's going to play really well. It wasn't necessarily one of his more headline-grabbing performances. But when you've got them two, I know this is a point we make quite a bit, but when you have McGeady and Jones playing well like that, and then Chris Maguire comes on off the bench and looks really good again. I know he didn't like set one up or score like he has been in recent games, but he still came on and, you know, drove us forward, give us a little bit more impetus. Jack Diamond did a similar job as well. And this squad depth could be massive in seeing us over the line, couldn't it?
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We've got place to come. I know we've got the injuries and stuff, but we've just got a place to come in. Apart from centre halves, but the quality's there, and this player's hopefully coming back, and obviously big game on Tuesday night, so that depth is going to be something that we're going to need again. There's going to be there might have been a couple of knocks today, Winchester.
Yeah, which is a shame for Winchester.
He was doing well.
He had a good game, Matthew. I think you've been proved right.
You know, well, the physio's lucky to have him.
The treatment table is very lucky to have him. I know he did just kind of the basics really well, but his pressing, his harrying, he had a good intensity to him as well at times, I thought. And
he's good.
He didn't waste the ball very much as well, but he was also like moving on forward as well. And sometimes doing those simple things quite well is the mark of a good centre midfielder. So I was quite pleased for him as well. There is a chance for him. He's not started a lot of games.
Been a bit stop-start for him, hasn't it? Like,
yeah.
In terms of starting games and getting a chance, he's had a couple of niggles. He can't play in the cup.
Yeah.
So there's like not been that many opportunities for him. And he's sort of making a bit of a stamp. And then obviously he looks like he's pulled his groin.
Yeah, that's what he was
trying to come back on. And then he was like, that was the fastest he moved. Yeah. He came on. He made this like drive and run. Was that what you're doing?
Really trying to prove a point.
Wasn't going
he?
Off.
He's gone, Rendell.
You are going off, Carl. Like,
no, none of them injuries. Like, no, I didn't pull muscles.
I didn't believe in
it. Don't believe in it. Yeah. Well, you mentioned the Portsmouth game coming up in midweek. We said on the preview pod that if we won today, you'd be maybe looking at Portsmouth and thinking, well, Fratton Park, they're one of the better sides in this division, and maybe a point was okay. But looking at the form Portsmouth are in, they're terrible at the moment. They've been beaten 4-1 today by Northampton, which Northampton is... Northampton! Northampton, who are shit, who are just outside the relegation place, who are 19th there. They've won the last two, to be fair, but bloody hell. We all remember that crap 0-0 draw we had.
Oh, the worst game ever.
The worst. Well, you'll remember that game because it was so boring, won't you? Like,
I remember trying to talk about it for 20 minutes.
Yeah, arguably our finest work that we actually managed to do a podcast after that. One that won't be memorable, but one that me and you are very proud of, that we actually managed to do that. But yeah, looking at the form that they're in and the fact that Northampton have just beaten them 4-1, you know, Kenny could be very much for the Saggers. Could be ahead of their Wembley trip on Saturday before ours. But like, surely we're going there now thinking we've got a bit of distance between them, who are sixth now, Portsmouth. Right, let's stretch that gap even further. Let's turn them over. Let's stick the knife in. And with the form we're on, they'll be dreading this game, won't they? We need to take advantage of that, I think.
Yeah, they'll not want to play. It's probably the first time that they're not wanting the playoffs.
Yeah.
Really. Because they're in rotten form. And like, whichever way you look at it, losing 4-1 to Northampton is for them unacceptable.
Yeah.
And I think, I don't think we should be looking for a point, to be honest. It wouldn't be like, well, I'm disappointed.
No.
I probably would take, you know, you would take it, you'd keep it. But you should be looking to go there and win the game.
Yeah. Whereas if you said to me yesterday, on Friday, before this game, against Rochdale, right, we'll beat Rochdale, draw with Portsmouth, I'd have took that. Yeah. Whereas now, after these two games, after our game, Portsmouth game, I mean, I wouldn't accept a draw before the game now. Like you say, maybe in the context of the game, a draw might be all right, and I wouldn't be exactly gutted about it, like, unless we concede a last-minute equaliser or something. But now we've got to be looking at that to keep our momentum going, and especially when we've had another result go our way today. Peterborough went to Burton. We said on Thursday that could be a bit of a banana skin for them, and Burton have won 2-1. Which means we're 5 points behind Peterborough, who are second, who are joint second with Hull, who've gone top today. So 62 points, and we're on 57, 5 points behind both teams in the top two. And obviously we have the fabled two games in hand on Hull. Mm-hmm. So it's coming together, isn't it, Matthew? It's taking shape. And is the optimism, is it creeping up now? Is it on? Are we on the verge?
It has to be, doesn't it? I can't, like, put it off any longer, really. until we lose on Tuesday night. But I just think it's mad that we're 5 points off top with two games in hand.
Yeah.
Like, it's insane. Like, because, well, it shows the form we're in, actually, if you look at Burton. Like, we beat them at a canter 3-0.
Yeah.
And they've just beaten everybody recently.
Well, Burton in their last, I think in their last six games, they've won all of them. Except when they played us, that's certainly over
in that period.
Yeah,
And obviously Peterborough today.
Mm-hmm.
So I look, you know, because in terms of the Tuesday night game, I was looking at the fixtures today and thinking, right, well, Portsmouth are in bad form, but they'll go to Northampton and win there, and that'll stabilise them and get them rejuvenated for Tuesday night. So they'll be on a bit of a high when the playoffs.
Yeah.
And obviously they've done the complete opposite of that. They've just been hammered.
Yeah.
So they're going to be in a right state, really. Mm-hmm. You'd think. So we need to make sure that we can take advantage of that.
And especially when also on Tuesday night, obviously we're on Sky. We kick off at 7:45, but kicking off at 7 o'clock. Kicking off at 7 o'clock is Peterborough versus Hull. So. There's the, you know, we're going to make up some ground on someone if we get the win there. And like, it could be such
Saturday, top of the league.
We're already, well, right. No, because we've got the, we're playing in the cup final.
Oh, shit, yeah. we're not playing on Saturday as well.
Nah, if we didn't have as many injuries and we could put two teams out, then I think we would have played the kids in the league game, full strength squad.
If Portsmouth sack Kenny Jacket tonight, will they have to let him manage Saturday?
Well, they should, because it's last year's final, shouldn't they? Like, absolutely. Like, they're going into Wembley, like, on Saturday in terrible form, playing in last year's competition.
It's so funny.
Like, it's just like, they must just be
they're going to win it. Well, they're probably going to win it. And then I'll have to just give the trophy back the next day.
It's really funny. It's absolutely fantastic. They should take it to Fratton Park, just show the trophy to Fratton Park. Like, and then be like, right, come back then.
This is where you could have been for the last year if the AFL hadn't forgotten about
it. Well, actually, maybe the trophy has been at Fratton Park anyway, because obviously they won at the season before that. So it's fine.
Yeah, good, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely ridiculous. So, yes, it's looking good in the league table and could look even better if we can keep up this form on Tuesday night. Matthew, there is one important thing that we've not mentioned, arguably the highlight of today's game, and that is the linesman going off injured. If today couldn't get any better, then that was utterly fantastic, wasn't it?
You love to see it. Well, not if you're the linesman, but you love to see, like, something, like, go wrong for the referee or one of the officials.
Absolutely.
And just like, I love the referee because he was just laughing at everyone.
He thought it was hilarious, didn't he, the referee?
Big fan of the referee. It was actually fine today.
And, yeah, it was all right. Yeah.
All of our coaching staff and that were just like howling at the referee, at the linesman for being injured. And it was
like, Charlie Wykes said something in a room as he was going off, like laughing at him as well. Jordan Jones was actually quite nice. He kind of like tapped him on the back.
It was his fault. He was trying to keep up with him.
I thought this as well. Did he feel like a bit guilty for it?
Oh, fucking hell, linesman, you're right.
Someone said to me that he should, you know, when Jordan Willis got his injury against Shrewsbury, and the announcer wished him well as he got injured. Frankie totally should have done that for the Lions, and that would have been so funny. Because him and Danny Collins on the commentary were loving it, weren't they? They thought it was hilarious.
Collins was trying to watch the... they were showing the clip back and he was looking for the linesman go down. Because at one point, Frankie was like, I'm watching the clip. And he was like, oh, I was looking to see when the lino pulled up.
It's just when he was sat, like stretching his calf out, he looked so sackless. Then he got up and he was limping.
He looked so old.
He looked like such a knacker.
Like he is thousands.
Oh, he is, bless him. But we enjoyed it. I don't even know his name, actually. Just a linesman.
Just a man.
Just a man. Well, maybe my favourite just a man now. After Dick Campbell, as we talked about.
After Dick Campbell, of course. Yeah, because we...
Yeah, very good. Oh, lovely. Lovely bit of business. But yeah, that was arguably the highlight of a very, very good afternoon for Sunderland. So, Matthew, you said it's hard to not say we're going up anymore, but I always ask what the final league position is going to be. You've been hovering around sixth recently. Are we in that top two for you yet, or is it still just maybe high end of the playoffs?
I'd be embarrassed with sixth now. I'm going third.
Third, sticking with third for the moment. A bit of cautious optimism there from Matthew Keelan, but
for the moment, I'm building. I'm slowly
you are.
Building.
You are. I can see what you're doing. I admire it. It's not usually in keeping with your vibe, to be fair, but I admire the restraint. Like you've got to keep them guessing.
You've got to break from tradition.
Absolutely. Well, Gareth and Stephen,
I have a shower next week.
What? Bloody hell. No, could you just stand in the shower, though, for that long? Because that's different, like, relaxing in the bath. You can maybe, like, go on or whatever. Like,
it's a bit, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I usually take about 10 minutes or so in the shower, actually. So
really
15
like showers,
minutes.
To be honest. I'm very much a bath.
I'm shower majority of the time, but I do like a bath.
Bath for Clive.
Yeah, but I'm more shower, but... Oh, yeah, well, we're all off in the bath now. Gareth and Stephen will be back out of the bath on Monday to look in this one in a bit more detail, preview the Portsmouth game as well, and then me and Matt will be back on Wednesday/Thursday to preview the big... The massive, a big thick slice of Papa John's action. And there'll also be the live show as well. If you've not got your tickets for that, we'll be coming into your homes via Zoom next week. That'll be the Saturday before the cup final. We've got Danny Collins joining us. Gareth Stephen will be there doing their usual hosting thing. Me and Matt will be there curating the Just a Man 11, which you'll be sending in your submissions for. Tom Walsh will be doing a Cans and Megabus as well, a special Wembley Cans and Megabus. Ticket to pay what you like. It goes to the Sunderland Together Foundation and it'll be all done via Zoom. So you can sit in your pants and watch it if you want, can't you, Matthew? Like, you don't even have to make any effort.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, I might.
Yeah, man. Well, I think we should wear just our pants, but like the audience, people watching it should wear like black tie.
Well, there is a dress code, which obviously we are now creating.
Oh, right, okay, yes.
So, which I've just decided now.
Yeah.
And Gareth is unaware of. So we'll, that'll be fun telling him that, won't it? But
yeah,
good. We'll let you know what you have to wear.
Yeah, we'll have a think.
As we sit around like Onslow in our pants.
Very good, lovely stuff. So yeah, go to Say Pod. Oh yeah, great man. You know, no longer
and Twiggy.
RIP. And Twiggy, yeah, love them all for Twiggy.
Twiggy's here.
Oh dear me. Fully lost it. Mentioned it, Twiggy. Great. Yes, go to Wiseman Say Pod on Twitter. You'll find all the details of how you can get your tickets there. It's pay what you like, so you've got no excuse whatsoever. But we'll see you then for the live show. But at which time I'm sure the league, even though that's not physically possible. Let's get out of here before I fully lose it. Thank you very much as always for listening.
Hooray! Hooray! Hooray!
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.